don't remember. I mean, you remember? I don't know, but I mean, he may have been a pretty good draft pick had he not hurt his back. I mean, do you remember him coming out at all?
What year was that?
Two years, probably.
I don't remember. O line, man. Working on skilled guys. Come on, man.
Adam, Chris Clark played that role a bunch for you before he was thrust into a starting role, and so we can't predict the future. Is he showing you enough that if called into action, he could handle the load as a starter?
I feel confident about Kornick. I mean, we wouldn't put him out there if we didn't think, you know, he couldn't do what we asked him to do. And that was a good first step for Chris as well. I mean, we thought he really grew from that. Just getting him into the game and getting him that feel, that live action, that's a good first step. And then when he was called upon, he did a great job for us. So I expect the same from Kornick. If we, you know, get in a situation where he's in the game, I feel very confident with him.
Why was Ronnie so effective, Ronnie? I mean, did his style just fit the blocking there, the fact that their defense was unique in the way they were dropping? Why was he so effective?
I think he did a good job at hitting the holes that were there, and Ronnie has an unusual, you know, speed. I mean, he gets through the hole quickly, and all of a sudden he's on the secondary. Now, if we can get to the point where we actually make a safety miss one of these days, it's probably going to be more.
Right.
So that's something that we've been working on. But just his speed is different than what we've had in the past, and if we can keep him going, it should be good for us.
Do you see anything on those sacks, both three-man rushes? They just kind of work there?
No, we had a couple miscommunications there. We had, I think, the one Chris got beat on. You know, he thought he had some help and you know, got beat inside. We had a miscommunication on a cadence early. So, I mean, these are communication errors. These are things that are very correctable. And hopefully this week we can kind of, you know, fix that a little bit.
How tough are these linemen on themselves when they see that stuff on film?
This group's pretty tough on themselves. I mean, they know if they have a mistake, they're accountable. They make sure that, you know, you don't even have to say anything. They're going to tell you, hey, I need to do this. So this group really, you know, takes command of their own room and makes sure that they're held accountable with each other.
Adam, our team's been trying to change schemes to cover Julius, or is he just that difficult to match up for these guys?
Why does DeMarcus Ware have to come to every press conference? We move him around enough to where it's really tough to match up as far as do they take one linebacker out there, do they take a safety and a linebacker out, or is it a corner? So that's what makes it tough as far as who are you going to single up with the other guys. And that's the hardest matchup for a defensive coach to do is who am I singling, who am I going to double?
Brandon Lloyd is, you know, back with the Niners now. He had his best year with you as his position coach. What do you remember about him and what he brought to the team and to the room?
Probably his body control was off the charts. I've never seen anybody that was able to adjust to throws the way he does. And he made the most of all his opportunities, no matter who was at quarterback. And, we our philosophy that year was we were going to take as many shots as possible a game, and he made them count, every one. He'd get open, and we hit him in stride, and he'd take it the distance. I don't think I've really, you know, been around a guy that had that many opportunities and he made the most of it. We were really throwing the ball down the field quite a bit, and he made a lot of plays.
Adam, do you have a play in mind, if you could have any play for Peyton to break Favre's record?
No. I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen. I mean, it could be a slant that it goes 80 yards for all I know. So, I mean, it's not even something that I can think about because I don't know when that's going to happen.
A lot of guys this week have said the only time they hear about the record is when we ask. Is it weird how much we care about it compared to how much you guys care about it?
Probably. I mean, we don't even say it. I mean, I always forget about it until you guys bring it up. So, I mean, nobody in that room is really worried about it. We're not talking about it. Whenever it happens, and it's a great accomplishment for him.